Exodus chapter 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, this is when he's come back after having been met by his own people, saying, you've made our lives unbearable because Pharaoh has told us we're not going to have any straw, but we're still going to make the same number of bricks. And he feels, God hasn't saved the people. He's just made their lives harder because of me. So he's all down in the dumps. And then the Lord said to Moses, now you're going to see what I shall do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand is he going to let Israel go, and with a strong hand will he drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Yahweh, and I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the name of God Almighty. By my name Yahweh was I not known to them? And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land where they wandered as pilgrims, in which they were strangers and foreigners. Now, that's picked up so many times in the New Testament, or several times, and we're told there that that is sort of a paradox, a kind of contradiction, that they're going to inherit the land eternally, but in this life they lived in it as strangers and pilgrims and foreigners. And of course, this is how it is with us, that this world is ours. We've been promised, if we're baptized into Jesus, we've been promised what was promised to Abraham, that we shall inherit the earth. And yet, we wander around this planet like we don't even own it. You've got to buy a little piece of land like Abraham did to bury your wife. You have got to just pay rent if you want to stay somewhere. And yet, it's ours forever. And I've also heard, God said, the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, tell the children of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will free you from their bondage, and I will save you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am Yahweh your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I promised to give it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you for an inheritance. I am Yahweh. So he says, I'm going to take you out of Egypt and I will bring you in. And you get that several times. Abraham was brought out from Ur of the Chaldees and brought in to the land of promise. And it was the same with Israel and Egypt. They were brought out that they might be brought in. So in our lives in Christ, there are things which involve our separation from Egypt, from the world, that we are brought out. We do not do this or that or the other. No, we will not lie. No, we will not go and get drunk. No, we will not go to wild parties. No, we are different. We have come out from this world. We will not do as they do. And yet it's not all negative, because we are brought in to the things of God's kingdom. There's so many things that compensate in our lives for that. As Jesus said, there's no man who has given up father, mother, brother, sister, house or lands for his sake, who will not in this life receive 100-fold, as well as in the world to come, life eternal. So you just get a new set of values and a new set of associations in your life. And Moses spoke like this to the children of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses because of their terribly cruel bondage and their anguish, the pain that they had in their spirit and their hearts. And so the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, go in, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the people of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, behold, the children of Israel have not listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me, I, who am of uncircumcised lips? Now, you remember he had a stutter. And the wonderful thing was that God was going to work through that stutter, and God was putting his wonderful word in the mouth of a man who couldn't speak clearly. Now, that's just how wonderful God really is. And of course, Moses is conscious of it, and he says, look, Israel won't listen to me. I don't suppose Pharaoh will. But he forgets that he's speaking God's word. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel and unto Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. So what he's saying is, you go and do this, because I really am with you, and my words that you're speaking in your stuttering lips, these have got power. And it happened on the day when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that he said, I am Yahweh, you speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I tell you. And so God, I think, is getting a little bit angry with Moses. He keeps making excuses. And although he ends up a man of great faith, at this point in his life, he's making a huge number of excuses. And it just shows what human nature's like. When we're told to do something, we make excuses. Oh, I've got to do this. Oh, let me just do this first. Oh, I'm not very good at this. No. This is not for me. Get someone else to do it. This is typical of how we reason. And yet, we can be brought through that, as Moses was.